Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The strange but true stories featured on this podcast contain details some people may find unsettling. Listener discretion is advised. I'm Chiaz Samuel, and things are about to get weird. Hello there, thanks for joining me today for another instalment of Weird Fix. These are the mini episodes I slot in between our full episodes, where I explore a couple of shorter strange stories and fit in a bite-sized fact at the end as well. We're already up to Weird Fix 10, I have no idea where that time has gone. But I've had some lovely feedback about this series and I really hope you're enjoying it too. We've accidentally ended up with a bit of a celebrity theme today, totally unplanned, but the stories are all individually fascinating. So without further delay, let's get into our first segment. A good while ago now, I had a topic suggestion from a listener of ours named Sarah, asking whether I'd ever heard about the curse of James Dean's car. At the time, I hadn't, but I was immediately intrigued and I added it to my list of podcast ideas, making a bit of a mental note to include it if I ever did more of a compilation-style episode where I talked about a few smaller stories. It then got a bit lost on the list until I came back across it last week and thought, oh, this is a perfect topic for Weird Fix, so here we are. I'm sure most of you will already know who James Dean was, but just in case you don't, he was a hugely popular American actor who rose to fame in the 1950s, but whose life was tragically cut short after he passed away at the age of just 24. In total, his career lasted just 5 years, but he's gone down in history as a legend of not only the big screen, starring in films including Rebel Without a Cause and East of Eden, but of the fashion world too. Really, his style was quite basic, but he just had this way of making a simple pair of jeans or a jacket look quite iconic, and many still take inspiration from his look to this day. But his appearance wasn't the only thing that James Dean took pride in. Around a week before his death, he had purchased a brand new 1955 Porsche 550 Spider, which he nicknamed Little Bastard. After he had begun to achieve real success in his career, James had developed an interest in motorsport, not just as an observer, but as a racer himself. But devastatingly, this newfound need for speed would soon end in tragedy for the young star. On the afternoon of the 30th of September 1955, James was driving his Porsche along with a German mechanic, Rolf Wutherich, on their way to the Salinas road race event in Northern California. At one point, they were pulled over by police and James received a ticket for driving over the speed limit. But this didn't seem to slow him down once they got back on the road. Around 2 hours after this, a car being driven by 23-year-old student Donald Turnipseed joined the road, but as he turned onto the highway ahead of James Dean, the actor was travelling far too fast to slow down and avoid hitting Donald. The two cars collided at the intersection of Highways 41 and 46, and whilst the student walked away with minor injuries and Rolf Wutherich with more serious yet not fatal ones, James wasn't so lucky. It's thought that he died instantly after breaking his neck. This part of the tale is awful enough, of course, and is still an event remembered by the entertainment industry decades on. But this was not the end of Little Bastard's story. After the accident, James's car was sold on to a man named George Barris for $2,500, which is equivalent to around $28,000 today. Although it had been badly damaged in the crash, it seems George was keen to see it cared for. After all, it had belonged to someone incredibly famous, and although it was involved in its first owner's death, That added to the infamy of the vehicle. But from the word go, it appeared as though those who came into contact with the Porsche spider were soon struck down with some bad luck themselves. When George purchased the car and was having it transported, an incident occurred which resulted in a mechanic's leg being broken. Horrible for him, obviously, but this was initially put down to a spot of misfortune. But when these unlucky events continued to unfold, many started to question whether the Porsche itself was in fact cursed. At one point, the car's engine was removed and put into a Lotus owned by Dr. William Esrich. Shortly afterwards, he too was involved in a crash, which, although not fatal, definitely left him shaken up. The engine wasn't the only part of the original car that George Barris had sold on to others, though. A man named Troy McHenry purchased several pieces of the Porsche to add on to his own. In another terrible coincidence, he crashed this vehicle sometime later and sadly lost his life in the accident. At this point, around the late 1950s, George Barris decided that the car was better off away from the road, and he loaned it to the Los Angeles National Safety Council, who displayed it in different locations around the country. However, the bad luck didn't end there. In 1959, it actually caught on fire whilst being stored in a garage, much to the bemusement of those looking after it. But unfortunately, it was largely salvaged after this. And I say unfortunately because it would go on to be involved in two more incidents, both involving the car falling onto people. The first happened at an exhibit in Sacramento, where it broke the person's hip. And the second was far more serious still. The Porsche fell onto a driver named George Barkas, which actually resulted in his death. This was the final straw for George Barris, who seemed to make the car disappear, with only the transaxle ever being seen again. And this is still not quite the end. Just to add to the spookiness of this story, when James Dean bought the car, his fellow actor Alec Guinness warned him that he had a very bad feeling about the vehicle, going as far as to say that he felt if James drove it, it would kill him. Speaking about the conversation, which happened after the pair bumped into each other in a restaurant, he said, quote, "I said, have you driven it? And he said, no, I have never been in it at all. And some strange thing came over me. Some almost different voice said, look, I won't join your table unless you want me to, but I must say something. Please do not get into that car, because if you do," and I looked at my watch and I said, "if you get into that car at all, it's now Thursday, Friday actually, 10 o'clock at night, and by 10 o'clock at night next Thursday, you'll be dead if you get into that car." Alec Guinness concluded by saying, and he was dead the following Thursday afternoon in that car. It was one of those odd things. It was a very, very odd, spooky experience. I liked him very much too. I would have loved to have known him more. That was a bit of a longer story than usual for Weird Fix, so I will keep things snappier for our second. And this one is all to do with Mr. Bean. Yes, the weird and wonderful character portrayed by Rowan Atkinson, whose TV programme I was obsessed with when I was a kid. I used to watch videos of episodes my dad had taped off the telly over and over again. It was definitely a favourite of mine. So when I found out about a theory that has persisted about the show for years now, and that has recently resurfaced in the news once again, I just had to look further into it. As it turns out, some fans of Mr. Bean have held the belief for a long while that the clueless antics and strange behaviour of the beloved character are the result of the fact that he is meant to be an alien. Stick with me on this one because I was sceptical when I first read it, but the more you think about it, I think they might be onto something. Many people have noted that, at times, it looks like Mr. Bean is experiencing many ordinary, everyday events and activities as though he's never witnessed them before, like they're totally foreign to him. It doesn't appear that he can speak any kind of human language, and he pretty much always wears the same clothing. It's like a uniform. These things could of course be explained through a variety of means, but there's a lot more to this theory. For example, in the opening credits, it looks as though Mr. Bean falls into a spotlight on the floor, but looking at it with fresh eyes, it could absolutely be a beam from a UFO dropping him down to Earth. I'd never even considered this before, but after watching it back, I think this is a really decent point in favour of the theory. It feels quite obvious when you look at it like that. And the plot thickens. In an episode of the animated spin-off Mr. Bean series, there is a storyline where he meets a doppelganger of his, who turns out to be one of many who are part of some kind of otherworldly species. After doing some more digging, I found the most compelling bit of evidence of all, an interview that Rowan Atkinson did back in 1993 on a Danish talk show. He said, quote, "It was this idea for the last, which we may never do, the last episode of Mr. Bean, that he's driving along a country lane very fast in his Mini, and he sees this spaceship landing in a field, and he stops the car and he looks out and he thinks, what's that spaceship doing there? And then he drives into the field and he stops outside the spaceship, and he looks around, he looks up, and then suddenly the door goes." Insert sound of spaceship door opening here. I can't do it like Rowan Atkinson, of course. He continued, "This bright light comes out of the spaceship, and a Mr. Bean walks out of the spaceship. And then another Mr. Bean walks out of the spaceship. And he sees Mr. Bean, and they all shake hands. And then 25 more Mr. Beans all come out of the spaceship, and they pat him on the back, and they say, you know, very nice to see you. And then all the Mr. Beans go back up into the spaceship, and he shakes hands with the captain and the guy on the bridge, and then the door goes up. And that's the end of Mr. Bean." I have to say, I love this so much. Online comments about the theory range from, yeah, I thought this was obvious, to, oh, I thought he was meant to be an angel or similar. And of course, don't be silly, he's just quirky old Mr. Bean. Which of these camps do you fall into? I would love to know.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For our final segment today, I have not so much a weird fact, but just a very short little story to end on. Did you know that there is a bizarre coincidence out there involving none other than Adam Sandler? Back in 2016, a Reddit user made a post under the username The Real Max Kessler. In it, they included a photo of themselves, and right next to that was a photo of the comedy actor Adam Sandler. And it was clear from looking at the two images that the pair bear a serious physical resemblance to one another. And what prompted this post? Well, at the time, Adam Sandler was promoting the new movie he was in, The Do-Over, in which he played a character called, you guessed it, Max Kessler. Many thought that it was way too coincidental that a lookalike of the actor would have the exact same name as a character he portrayed. But when Max posted a photo of his driving license to prove his identity, those on Reddit were stunned. Word actually then reached Adam Sandler about this coincidence, and the two began interacting backwards and forwards on the thread, which then culminated in Max being invited to the movie's premiere. The two met and had a photo together, bringing the whole saga full circle. As you all know, I love a good coincidence, and it's even better when there's a fun ending to it as well. A big thank you for being here today for Weird Fix 10. I hope you found the stories interesting. A couple of super quick sore shout outs. We had a piece from Far Out magazine about James Dean's car. That was by Amy Ferrier from August 2023. And another from The Hollywood Reporter by Ryan Parker, published in July 2017. There was a Looper article by Julia Selinger from February 2024 about the Mr. Bean theory, as well as the Mr. Bean fandom wiki, which was very helpful. And finally, a Yahoo News piece about the Adam Sandler coincidence by Ben Arnold from April 2016. If you would like to follow us on social media, we are at Things Get Weird Podcast on Instagram and Threads. On Facebook, you can find our page and private discussion group by searching for Things Are About to Get Weird. We're also now on TikTok, so if you search for the podcast title, you'll find us over there too. Finally, if you'd like to pop me an email, it's thingsgetweirdpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for tuning in today, and I'll chat to you again in a week's time in our next full episode. So until next time, take care of yourself and others, and keep it weird. But the good kind of weird.